For what purpose does the gentleman from Missouri rise?
Speaker, I ask unanimous consent that the gentleman from Missouri, the Honorable Jason T. Smith, be permitted to take the oath of office today. His certificate of election has not arrived, but there is no contest and no question has been raised with regard to his election.
Without objection, so ordered. Will Representative-elect Smith and the Missouri delegation please present themselves in the well of the House? And will all members please rise? And will Representative-elect Smith please raise his right hand? Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God. Congratulations. You're now a member of the 113th Congress. Without objection, the gentleman from Missouri is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And as the co-dean of Missouri's U.S. House delegation, I want to congratulate and extend a warm welcome to my newest colleague, Congressman Jason Smith. Mr. Smith is an attorney, a fourth-generation farmer from southeast Missouri, and he has distinguished himself as one of the youngest speaker pro tems in the history of the Missouri House. He follows in the footsteps of my dear friend, former Congresswoman Joanne Emerson, who represented Missouri's 8th Congressional District for 17 years. And I know, and we can applaud Joanne. And I know Mr. Smith will continue her legacy of public service, and now I am pleased to yield to my good friend and colleague, Mr. Graves.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to also welcome Mr. Smith to the U.S. House of Representatives. Lacey said that he's a fourth-generation farmer, but he's actually seventh-generation Missourian, and he's been living on the same farm that his great-grandfather once lived in. He graduated from my alma mater, University of Missouri, and he's been involved in agriculture and practicing law. And as a farmer, I don't think we can ever have enough farmers in this body. Mr. Speaker, Missouri is known as the Show Me State, and last night Jason Smith won the special election with over 67% of the vote. And I think that shows that he is truly the representative of the 8th District of the state of Missouri. And it gives me a great deal of pleasure to yield the rest of our time to the gentleman from the 8th District of Missouri, Jason Smith. Jason.
Thank you very much. First, I would like to thank Congressman Clay and also Congressman Graves for your kind remarks and also the Missouri delegation. Thanks for being here, and it's great to have that support right behind you. You know, less than 18 hours ago, I was standing before friends and family in my small town of Salem, Missouri, and just got elected. We hit the ground running and wanted to make sure that we didn't waste any time to get up here. All I can say is that I truly look forward to working with every member of this body. There's 435 of us. My goal is to get to know each and every one of you and help move the country forward one step at a time. I know that we're not going to agree on everything, but you know what? We need to find those places that we do agree on the issues and then come together and work for the better. And I think that we can do that. And I look forward to working with the entire chamber, and it's truly an honor and pleasure to represent the fine folks in southeast and south central Missouri, following in the good footsteps of my friend Joanne Emerson and also the late Bill Emerson. Thank you all very much, and I look forward to working with you.